Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Rules for Being a Girl by Candace Bushnell and Katie Cotugno, performed by Julia Whalen. 1.
And that, Mr. Beckett says, leaning against the edge of his desk in third period AP English, ankles crossed and dark eyes shining, is the story of how Hemingway and Fitzgerald became the most famous literary frenemies of the 20th century. Full disclosure, it probably won't be that useful to you on the AP exam, since for some reason they don't test your knowledge of 100-year-old publishing gossip, but you can keep it in your back pocket and use it to impress your friends at parties.
He grins, standing up and tugging a whiteboard marker out of the back pocket of his dark blue khakis.
Okay, he says. Let's talk homework.
We let out a collective groan, and Bex, which is what we call him, waves us off as a bunch of bellyachers, then assigns the first 40 pages of A Farewell to Arms for us to read that night.
It'll go fast, he promises, twirling the marker between his fingers like a magician with a deck of cards. One of the great things about Hemingway, and there are a lot of great things about Hemingway, and we'll talk about them tomorrow, is that he's not much for big words.
Well, that's good, cracks Gray Kendall, a long-legged lacrosse player who just started here back in September.
He sprawled in his chair a couple of rows behind me, a dimple appearing briefly in the apple of his cheek.
Neither am I.
Eventually, the bell rings for the end of the period, and we all shuffle toward the door, the scrape of chair legs on linoleum and the smell of chicken sandwich day in the cafeteria wafting down the hallway.